Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your neat parent host, Zakaria. Inshallah, you're well. And inshallah, you are preparing for Ramadan, a very special month, as we all know. And we're still parents, and we're still Muslims, and we still need to fast and prepare. Preparation is probably an understatement, because you can't really fully prepare, but I'd like to share some tips to help ease the feeling of being overwhelmed with the preparations that might be required in your household, inshallah. One way in which you can prepare is to start fasting this month, doing the month of Shaban, good deeds during this month, doing some fasting during this month. It's not too late, inshallah. It will be here in about 9 days, depending on when you listen to this. But it's never too late to get started. If you haven't already been doing the sunnah fasts, if you haven't already been doing some good deeds, there's still time to do that. And then you'll be in a great rhythm, inshallah, when Ramadan actually comes. Plus, Shaban is often the quote-unquote forgotten month. So one of the months in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would fast the most outside of Ramadan was Shaban, because it's kind of like the forgotten month or the neglected month. And it is even more virtuous to do something in this month. So inshallah, you will be able to get additional good deeds in this blessed month as well as in Ramadan. So that's one thing to take into consideration. Another thing to take into consideration is to have your presents, if you're able to buy your Eid presents now, so that you are able to be focused and not distracted during the month of Ramadan, is another great thing to do right now. Buying those Eid presents, or at least shopping and having an idea of what you might want to get your children and relatives now before Ramadan starts, is a great way to prepare, quote unquote, prepare for Ramadan as much as you can. If you're able to get them, wrap them, and put them aside, that's like almost half the battle. And then you're not waiting till the last day or the 28th day of Ramadan to shop for presents, or to scramble and shop for presents when you should or would like to be spending extra time in the last 10 nights of Ramadan at the masjid or in your itikaf at your home, inshallah. Another way that I can think of as a Muslim parent to prepare for Ramadan is to get your children excited about Ramadan, to get your children excited about this blessed month and the Quran, and maybe just reading or increasing the reading of the Quran or stories from the Quran with your children, spending time with them, getting the decorations ready, or maybe even having a countdown of your own. There are many ways you can have a countdown. You can have a DIY countdown, have like numbered cups upside down, and each cup that they turn right side up, that's one less day, or that's one day closer to Ramadan. Or having the countdown on a dry erase board where your children can be involved in seeing how many days are left until Ramadan starts. And then when Ramadan does start, maybe have another activity, inshallah. Inshallah, that'll be something that'll include your children, those who can't actively fast, those who can't actively give charity or volunteer their time. Those are the ones who might be able to benefit from this particular activity. And those who can give charity, or those who can be a little bit more active, the older children that we have, our older Amana, there are ways that they can also get excited and involved in preparations for Ramadan as well, including them searching for gifts or asking them for ideas that they would like to give their siblings or their baba or ummis. That's another way in which the older kids can feel involved and have a little bit more of a sense of responsibility and prepping, asking them what would they like for suhoor, having a suhoor and iftar menu, or including them in that. Like, oh, what would you like, since they will be fasting, inshallah, as they are a little bit older. And last but not least, for sure, if you have a calendar, that is another way in which they can visually see the countdown to the days of when, or to the first day of Ramadan, as well as to how many days, once we're in the month of Ramadan, inshallah, how many days have passed and the days, the countdown to Eid, inshallah. Neat Parent has just opened a store. It's online. If you visit the neatparent.com website, you will have a link on the main page that will lead you to the store. And the store has some calendars that are, inshallah, helpful for the Muslim family, with some, it's a perpetual calendar so that you can have these blocks or calendars forever, inshallah. And it'll just be an activity that your amana can do, or that you can do as a reminder of which day it is, each day changing the blocks or changing the calendar as to the, it's actually a Hijri calendar, so it has the Islamic months. It's not a Gregorian calendar, so it's an opportunity for one to be actively aware of the Hijri calendar and which day it is in our Islamic calendar, and also be reminded of the Sunnah fasting on the white days, because the 13th, 14th, and 15th are white days. So on the Hijri calendar that is on, that can be purchased at the Neat Parent store, has white numbers as a, just a subtle reminder, inshallah. There are also other products on there as well, just gifts of appreciation or gifts, reminders for our beautiful amana, how much we love them. So there are some pillowcases available that have the wording on it, Dad's amana or Umi's amana, for purchase, as well as some onesies. Inshallah, we'll be adding to the store very frequently, but check it out. Inshallah, you'll find something you like. And for the opening of the store, there is a discount. And if you enter the code Marhaba, which means welcome in Arabic, as we most of us know, there's a discount code. If you enter the code Marhaba upon checkout, inshallah, you'll receive a 25% discount off your purchase. Inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us all to enter and welcome the month of Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us all to be able to fast. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our fasting. Inshallah, until the next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.